Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Glad to have you with us tonight. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be your host for an hour, along with my co-host, or better yet, she'll be your host, and I'll be her co-host, whichever way you want to look at it, with the one and only Jan Drake Bakke. And we'll be giving you all some readings and talking all night and making some comments and taking some comments. So, first, I wanted to let Jan introduce herself to you. Jan, you with us?
Yes, I am. I was
all
just
right.
Cracking up.
Why? Yeah,
there's nobody, no one could take your place as the host. And you are the best host, Gary, and thank you very much.
Oh, I just always believe in having a good time, being light about things, having fun, making it a win-win. So how are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm doing fine. Yep, doing fine and going along here. And just right up to this very moment, I've been very busy today. So I just got my phone charged up just in time and got my poem together. And I'm just barely on time here.
hey, barely as close in horseshoes and radio. So it's fine, you know. Well, tell these folks, some of them are probably familiar with you, Jan, but we probably have some new callers in tonight. Tell us what you do and tell us about your skill set.
Sure. I do mostly animal totems, and that's kind of a specialty of mine. And it just kind of started happening and several years ago. And then during the times that I've been training with Jethro Smith, who started Psychics Gone Wild, I started seeing animals and in the meditations that he taught me, and then on air I started seeing animals right away, and that was really unusual. And so they come through with me. And what I've noticed is that a lot of my friends now are seeing animals, and it's something that anyone can do, really. And it's just a matter of really opening up to that possibility, or even thinking that it's possible, because I think some people don't realize that it is, and they don't know about it. But once they hear about it, I think they go, wow, I mean, can I try this? And so what they'll do is they'll meditate, you know, or they'll start having dreams, and animals will come in their dreams, and then they'll start noticing animals in their daily life, how they come around them, and it's just, it's so basic. It's just so normal and natural. We don't even realize it, and it really is. So,
well, it's just certainly true with a lot of psychic ability and the signs. You see animals. Other people could see certainly different signs, but it is very natural. And people should explore their own natural ability, because it makes life certainly more fun, more adventuresome. It gives you more information. And just for your fine introduction, Jan, I wanted to let you know that the crowd is very elated. They're going crazy, my dear. So we're going to have more of Jan with us all evening. A little bit about myself. My name is Gary L. Wimmer. I started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1977, I had a near-death experience I wrote a book about called A Second in Eternity. You folks can check it out on Amazon and Kindle. most phenomenal thing that's ever happened to me or probably ever will. I didn't know people could go there and have that experience and come back. And, of course, in the last 15, 20 years, people have been writing and talking about that quite a lot more. So check out A Second Eternity. In fact, check out PsychicsGoneWild.com, and you can find out a lot about both Jan and I and the other psychics. And when you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, on the left side of the page, there is a Contact Us. Be sure and fill out that form. You'll set yourself up for prizes and T-shirts and coffee mugs and whatever Jethro happens to be giving away that month. So bouncing around as I do in life, in 1980, I met a lady who did psychic readings using stones, a method called lithomancy. And she taught me her method, and it became my main method. And I wrote a book about it for those of y'all who are interested in learning how to read stones. The art is called lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. And you can find out about me in this book on lithomancy.com, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. Or you can go to Amazon or Kindle and look for Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So we'll be doing that for some of you folks tonight. Jan will be pulling some animal totems. I'll be pulling some rabbits out of my hat. By the way, for those of y'all who are interested, I'm also an actor. I did a funny little video last week on I hosted a meeting called Network Austin Mixer for actors and writers and producers here in Austin, Texas. You can go to networkaustinmixer.com. I think it's posted there. You can certainly go to our Facebook page, Network Austin Mixer, or you can go to YouTube under Gary Wimmer or Gary L. Wimmer and go to my channel and look at the, it's called So Our Dreams Can Come Our Way, Make Happen What You Dream About. It's a song I did with Denise Hardy and some people. You'll find it on my YouTube channel. Check it out. It's kind of a surprise for a lot of folks in the audience who didn't expect what we were going to pull off. Having said that, always a pleasure to be with you, Jan. So, yeah, check it out, Jan. It's funny. We pulled a bunch of cast and directors and everybody.
That is cool.
So, yeah, go to YouTube and, like I said, go to my channel, Gary Wimmer or Gary L. Wimmer. I forget how it's listed, but you can find it there along with some other videos. But wanted to let you know that we're going to be doing some readings for you folks, and I'm going to let Jan start off the evening with area code 912. Are you with us, area code 912? As soon as I can get you online here. 912, you
yes,
with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Who is
this?
What's Jamar? Jamar?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to let Jan pull some cards for you, Jamar, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Jamar.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. It's nice to hear you.
Yes. Nice to hear you.
Oh, good. Well, let's see here. What I'm doing is I'm sort of allowing it to come in to see what I'm seeing. And, it looks a little, I have to say, it looks just a little bit cloudy right now. And so, but I am seeing kind of some light coming in there too. And then I'm just sort of waiting for that animal to show itself. And it looks like it's going to be kind of a small animal. It's peering through, and I can tell that it looks like an owl to me. So, because I'm seeing eyes, but I have to say, and I don't know if this is what's going on with you, but it might be because it must be because it looks a little cloudy to me. I hope yes. I hope you're doing all right. Are you feeling a little cloudy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't really say, I don't really, I'm at a point where I don't necessarily, I guess you can't say that because I don't really
Or is the situation exactly. you're thinking about, is the situation you're thinking about a little bit unclear kind of thing?
Yes.
Cloudy?
Yes.
So let me see. And I didn't ask you what the question was, and what is the question if you wanted to ask one?
Well, really it was pretty much just basically like what you're saying, like just I really was trying wondering what was next. You know, So I guess you were answering.
With what?
I just wanted to know, like, what was next as far as, like, in my life.
What was
like,
next?
Mm-hmm. How do you clear the clouds away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says right here with an owl, and now I know for sure it was the owl because I can see that it was a small, the beak of it and the way the eyes were formed. Meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. That's what it's saying right away. And be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that they may wear. So they're saying to be careful about any deception going on, and maybe that's why there's a little bit of dark clouds here that I'm seeing, because that's what I'm seeing with you in your scope here. And it's a particularly ripe time to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you, which I feel like you really do have.
Yes, but the thing about it is, like, it seems like the things that I get is so beyond the reality that I see every day to where I don't know how to make sense of it in just everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I have, like, intuitive feelings and intuitive knowings, but I don't know how to go about them in life because the things I see every day is just so, like I said, like you were saying, like, kind of dark and deceptive.
Right, yeah. So, you have to, that's really interesting. I know when you're gifted like that, you're getting a lot of information and you're not sure how to go about it right. And you want to always think of the light first. Always just pray or say words that are going, ask the great spirit, the universe, God, Jesus, whoever you revere as like the higher power or your higher self. And every day, one way to just start out the day is just to ask and say, please show me the way for today. Give me directions and give me guidance. And ask it in a humble way, of course, and just say I'm willing and open to receiving God's guidance and say thank you, and then you will be shown, because once you open that up to the higher powers and your heavenly hosts, they will come in, and those are the angels and your guides and your masters and Jesus and all the masters, you know, and all the guides and the angels, and they will start to appear around you and give you the guidance that you need. And all it is asking them. That's all you really have to do. I mean, you know what I mean? Just start off with in the day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, remember, Jamar, you only live one day at a time. So if you can grow in that 24 hours or in that 1 hour, we all have long-term goals and hopes and wishes, but we have to deal with the present. And, you know, you've called in several times. I feel like you just have to believe in yourself more. And when you believe in yourself more, you'll get more information and more signs, as Jan was saying. So
yeah, that's true.
Challenge your own self to be more faithful. We're going to move on, Jamar, okay? We got a lot of callers in tonight. Is that okay with you, my man?
All right.
But, yeah,
take care, Jamar.
All right,
yeah, give yourself a break, brother.
All right.
All right, we do have a lot of callers in here now. We're going to try to get to everybody, so y'all be patient with us. Next call is 661. 661, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Gary. Lisa?
Lisa, all right, Lisa. Well, tell you what, I'm going to Jane, give you a little bit of animal advice quick, and I'll read a little bit of stones for you, so you'll get a two-for-one here, being one of the early
All
people,
right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Jane?
I have
Hi,
a
Lisa.
Question. Should I wait? Hi.
Oh, sure. No, go ahead, Lisa. Go right ahead.
I'm wondering more about job search, and something came up today that I'm going to be submitted on through an agency that's kind of closer to my skills, and it seems like a good opportunity. I'm at a place where I need something quickly. It could be interim work. So wondering, you know, just about the possibility of work, and then the one that came up today that seems more promising than anything I've seen in a while. Also, I wanted to ask you about rabbits. I live in a place where there are a lot of wild rabbits around. They're kind of brown rabbits. And a few days ago, and when I go walking in the evening, I almost always see one or two. They're
all
kind
right.
of tame, but not everyone sees them. But I always, you know, just put it out that I would like to see them, and I do. But then a few days ago, there were like six that I saw, and there were three, I think there were young ones, and they were playing like a game of chase. There were like three of them running, and they were zigzagging all around, and then they ran like right in front of me, and it was so cute, but I've never seen that before. Because usually when they see you, they kind of freeze, and they're kind of cautious, but that was amazing.
That's just telling, you're just giving your own totem here, and so let's look up the rabbit. But I wanted to tell you right away, when you were talking about your job, you know, job situation, I saw, I see tons of flowers, like, sprouting up, you know, like they're appearing one after the other. Whatever you're doing with your job, I feel like it's going to be good. It's going to be fine because I'm seeing all these flowers sprouting over and over and over while you're talking about the job situation. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to bloom. Your jobs are going to bloom. That's how I'm taking it. And as far as rabbit goes, gosh, that is so cool. Rabbit. This is a very creative time for you, and it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly, which could be a job. And be extra vigilant for the next couple of days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. Try a vegetarian diet right now if you want to. And then rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. That's how the rabbit does stuff. And you are express your love freely and readily to those around you. And one last thing, you're a great strategist and quite agile and are able to shift plans and as the need demands. And in your personal and professional life, you cycle through periods of relative calm and inactivity by phases of tremendous activity and busyness. So, but what I was seeing for you was that it was blooming as soon as you're talking about the jobs. So I think you're going to be okay. And I didn't quite get if you had a job or you're looking for one or what.
No, just looking in between.
Okay, you're looking, right, you're in between. Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like to me that you're going to be doing all right. Feels like you're going to be getting a job, so that looks good to me. I'm going to pass you over to Gary now.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisa, I'll tell you what, I'll do a little lithomancy reading, and for all you folks tuning in, this is how this works. I use 16 stones, 10 of them are planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And six are personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I'm charging up in my hands, Lisa. And all you have to do when it feels right, one time real clearly, say drop, and I'll read it like a clock, the pattern, and I'll tell you what I see over the next 12 weeks, okay?
Okay.
So whenever it feels right, you just say drop.
Drop.
All right. Well, you're actually, in a way, you're kind of looking back at the past, at the stability you had and probably better feelings about love and so forth. But you're moving into this period just in the next couple of weeks because of what you're learning about having things to do with your place, where there's responsibilities and so forth. What you're learning here in the next week and a half to two is to really see how you're bringing luck to yourself. Believe in that. Have a lot of faith that you're going to land the right job, and that seems to bring it in. Even if you do have to take some temporary work, which looks like it's something that can, like, get your skill set back up. Meanwhile, continue to put out applications and talk to people, and a lot of communication here. So don't take no for an answer as best you can without being impolite, of course. What you want to do is sell yourself in a very empowered way. And that's something you're learning about your own confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's teaching you not only about job, but about your confidence and about love and about healing a lot of things and bringing this new life to yourself, this new vision to yourself. So be patient, but determined. And from the third and fourth and fifth week here, it seems like this turns into like a method that you can use. You're much more fearless. You're much more determined. You're thinking outside the box. You have a lot more enthusiasm. People see that. You see it. You feel it. And it's because looking back right now in this first week, you're sort of making these decisions to just see yourself as more fortunate, bringing luck to yourself, and not worrying about things that haven't happened, but creating things that will happen. Because that's so close here to your relationship to yourself, to your plans, to your balance, to your harmony, is you having this fresh feeling about everything. By the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, it feels like it's really paying off, even if you do some temporary jobs now. Because toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to be so much more empowered that you're going to land the good, more permanent job you want. It's not that it couldn't happen sooner. It's that it's proportional to your own determination, your own reaching out, your own ability to make things happen and believe in that. That's sort of the challenge at hand. So don't shortchange yourself on how much creativity you can bring back into the way you think, talk, communicate, and make decisions. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, and I'm also retraining. I mean, I'm getting other skills that will put me in a different position longer term.
That's what it feels like with this learning. I think I was talking about learning. Saturn right here in the center is talking about organization, learning, planning, restructuring. So, yeah, it's going to be very helpful to you. And rather than looking back at what you missed, you're going to be looking forward to what you're gaining. So the training is certainly helping, the education, very much. And have faith, because things are going to work out for you on the short term and the long term, because you're learning to put your doubts aside and bring up a lot of just determined energy. I hope that helps you, my dear.
Yeah. And are you able, I know you have to go, to look at like specific things or opportunities, or just kind of in general?
Well, I don't have too much time to get into too much specific, but it does feel like the career path you're going to be looking at is probably different from what you're expecting, or more advantageous, or a slant on it. So you're opening new possibilities for yourself. It certainly feels like you've got healing ability too.
Yes.
Whether that's what you do full time or want to do part time or both, you do have that healing ability, and it feels like that comes back into play. Whether it's anything from a counselor to a nurse. That sort of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because that's what it feels. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's a new talent for you that's coming into play. So believe in yourself. Be powerful. Kick butt and don't be afraid.
Okay. Good advice. Thank you so much.
I hope that helps you, Lisa.
Yes. Really appreciate it.
God bless you. God bless you,
girl.
Take
care, both of you.
Thank you.
You
good
too,
luck,
and you. Amen. And you folks can check out more about both Miss Jan Drake Bakke and myself on psychicsgonewild.com. And having said that, I am moving. Some of y'all are calling in, and if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know that you want a reading. Otherwise, you're just showing up in the room, and that's fine. But if you do want a reading or make a comment, be sure and press 1. Meanwhile, this is area code 561. Are you with us, 561?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Maria.
Maria, I'll tell you what, we're going to probably rotate a little bit, so I'm going to put Miss Jan Drake Bakke with you, Maria. And depending on our time, okay, I may follow up and may move on depending on how many callers we get. So, Jan,
yeah,
this is Maria.
Okay, hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I'd like to see what you see, like, you know, pretty much like the last caller, like career, you know, how the
career,
summer
yeah.
Was.
I'm seeing something kind of really strange here. I don't usually see this. I'm seeing like the side of the moon and out in space, and I'm seeing all kind, you know, like the stars and we've been in a full moon too. It's been in Scorpio, and so I'm not quite sure why I'm seeing the moon here and being out in the stars, but it's real peaceful. And the raccoon is what's come in. Raccoon is what I'm getting right away too. And do you have anything, affiliation or anything with the moon or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I'm sure seeing it here. Anyway, raccoon too. And what was your name again?
Maria.
Rhea?
Maria.
Oh, Maria, I'm sorry. Okay. So, raccoon, in spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. There's some sort of deception going on around you that you can discern by listening to and trusting your intuition. Rather than being goal-oriented, this is a time for indulging your curiosity in open-ended exploration. So pay close attention to signs and omens and that suggest you're getting messages from ancestors or deceased loved ones. And it's important to remain emotionally and mentally flexible for the next few days, as events will require you to adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. Isn't that interesting? That's what the raccoon is saying. And so you are adaptable and flexible and feeling at home just about anywhere you are. And so anyway, it says that you're also very creative and artistic also too. I'm going to let Gary take over from there. I'm going to see if I can look more and see what that moon was trying to show us also.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Sure.
Okay, Maria, I'll give you a short stone reading here. And just to let you callers know, give you a little heads up about who's coming up next, just so I can keep it in my own mind. 951, you will be next. And after that is 760. So you guys stay with us. We take people in the order they call. Having said that, Maria, all you have to do one time real clearly is just say drop, and I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. Well, it feels like you're having a lot of fresh ideas about love again and family and optimism and so forth, and that's a good thing. Don't worry about love that's spilled in the past, because there's probably good reasons for it. But start this first week or two off with just a feeling of love and inspiration, because that's what is going to help you sooner rather than later make a lot more empowering decisions. You probably feel like you haven't been making the best decisions, but you can change and have a lot more confidence in yourself. And that seems to help you with, are you looking for a fresh job, a new job?
Yes.
It feels like that. It feels like you're preparing yourself for a new opportunity. So even more reason to be empowered and confident, because you want to, again, as I was telling the other caller, sell yourself. So feel this thing of love within yourself, your situation, what you're doing, what you're planning. And that helps you in the next couple weeks really make profound good decisions about communication. It brings you into lucky circumstances when you feel more empowered about talking to people, selling yourself, believing in yourself. And that helps you almost enter this new phase of your life where you're not quite so like holding back, afraid of breaking something. You're more excited about how you're going to climb the mountain than what if you don't. Because there's a lot of freedom. There's a lot of freedom of thought and activity coming to you because of just this first week or two of you deciding you're going to see everything as good and loving and hopeful. And by the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like that brings a lot of stability in your life, both your plans mentally, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting good job offers in that time. It feels like the next couple of weeks you're putting out a lot of good feelers to get good job opportunities, yeah. I can't exactly tell which one, but the more you put them out, the better chances you have. Because by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, what you're doing is you're healing a lot. You're really letting go of a lot of issues from the past, whether it's love or men and so forth, and you're moving into a position where you're starting to really realize that you can cash in on your dreams. Why not? And that's where it feels like you end up this three-month cycle with a lot more emotional empowerment than you felt in a while, a lot more conviction, a lot more strength. So the first thing I feel is you just feel in love with everything. No regrets, no problems, can't change the past, moving on, staying inspired, because that actually brings practical things to your way, decision-making, people, relationships, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Does that help you, my dear?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, when Jan said, like, deception, like, a job would advertise something and it's not what they say. Is that
hey,
like,
life's,
maybe
life is that way. Life is that way, girl. It's all kinds of curveballs. Don't let it throw you off course, you know. Don't be worried about it. Yeah, I mean, you could always see deception, but you can also see past deception and what you're going to do about it and how you're not going to be bothered about it and how it's going to make you stronger. So, don't let a little confusion throw you off course. Allow it to just make you more determined. Because that's where you're getting your strength from, and that's what you want. That's the confidence you want. So you start thinking in those terms, how much you're going to gain, how much you're going to work through deception. Okay?
Yes.
That's what's
going to
help you,
like,
my dear.
Yeah, so which week looks the best?
Well, actually, right now in this first week, when you start really falling back in love with everything that's going on, that's the most important week, and that's the week you deal with. They all look good in different ways, but this first week is you starting by not looking at the past or love lost or anything like that, but you looking forward to what you're going to do. You got the Life Stone, Neptune right in the first week, Jupiter right in the first week, Mercury in the first week. These are all good decision-making, moving forward, expansion, good roles for you. And as long as you keep that in your mind, you're going to find better and better career opportunities for yourself. Really. Take
great.
The Pepsi challenge, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
You
good
too,
luck,
Maria.
Oh, thanks to both of you.
You too, girl. You have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
And Jan, did you have a poem you were going to read for us?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just
to let you know, 951, you will be up next, so stick with us, 951. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. So since it was a full moon and this moon was such a big deal to me because my moon is in Scorpio and it was a moon in Scorpio. So I'm going to read this moon poem and it goes, In this moonlight, my face shines and I can see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this moonlight, I can move with ease and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. In this moonlight, I can be blessed with a part of the heavens on my heart and soul. In this moonlight, I can be less stressed and share a new start and a new goal. And that's it.
That's pretty neat, my dear. Moon in Scorpio.
You.
I'm a Scorpio, so I've been feeling some intensity lately, and I'm not surprised when the moon hits Scorpio. I feel it too. So,
yep.
Jan always often throws out some poetry for us at the Monday to start the new week. So, thank you again, my dear. And the audience likes your poetry just as much as they like the introduction.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to area code 951. You have been here for a while, 951. Let me get you online. This is being kind of 951. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. It's Nathaniel. Hi.
Nathaniel, how are you?
Hey, Nathaniel.
Pretty good.
What would you like, a stone reading or some animal cards? We're going to try to move a little faster.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. herbals.
I'll do a stone reading, and we are just wanted to try to get as many folks in where we can here. 760, you are next. I hope I said that in the correct order the first time. But if I didn't, it's my first mistake. Don't tell anybody. Unfortunately,
that might be
witnesses.
From the Barstow area. That might be from the Barstow area. I have another friend around here in Barstow, maybe.
I thought you were saying Barstool, and I felt like that. I've been there.
Yeah.
Having
it might
said
be
that,
Apple Valley.
That's
it might be
true,
Apple Valley in Victorville.
Nathaniel, all you have to do when it feels right is one time very clearly just say drop, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
Drop. Okay, we did. Well, this is a good time for you, even though there's a lot of changes going on with both luck and opportunity and some issues you're trying to put behind you that are going to bring you a lot of luck. But in this first week, your ability to got Mercury again. A lot of people are getting Mercury and the Magic Stone in the first week, which means good decision making and good communication, like good fresh surprises you're getting in this first week or two. And they're not all an accident. Part of you is like really ready to have a big makeover in your life. And so part of that process is like it's confirming to you that you're making progress in spite of all the changes. Because you've been doing some like dreaming, praying, stretching out your belief system recently, and that's coming into play, showing that your decisions, your communication, your techniques are getting a lot better here. And by the second end of the third week here, you've managed to turn a lot of this confusion that you've been through and sort of frustration and fast changes, all that sort of thing, you've managed to turn it into luck. And it's not an accident. It's that you're planning and making these good decisions in this first week to see how to, if God's dropping lemons on you, make lemonade. If it's dropping Ford pickups, open a dealership. You know, that sort of thinking. Because by the fourth and fifth week here, you're going to be looking back and thinking, wow, I kind of needed this shakeup, and I kind of needed to stretch outside myself to really think big. And it feels like it's helping you with new issues of place, whether it's a change of place or reassociating with places in a very – are you changing places? Are you moving?
I think I'm going to be moving soon. I just have a feeling that
it feels like you're considering it more in the fourth or fifth week. You've got more knowledge about it. You've got this first week of empowerment coming through, which convinces you that you've got an umbrella over you and a net below you. You know, you're protected almost by sheer choice to believe that and to make that happen. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, it feels like there's a lot of fresh things about relationships. And they're not just love of relationships. They're relationships to yourself, relationships to the new ideas you want to bring out, to the new career moves you'd like to make, to the plans you have about changing locations or upping of the stakes in that area. And from the last couple of weeks, and again, I'm kind of going fast because we can't cover too much in a short period of time, but toward the last of this 3-month period, you've got the love stone, the commitment stone. So it feels like you're bringing love back into your life. You're getting the rewards of feeling empowered during this first week and making decisions and feeling confident, even though they're not all, it's not all clear. It's okay. Go with what you've got, because that's all you know at the time. And by the end of this 3-month period, you're going to be, like trusting yourself so much more, a new commitment to faith in all sorts of ways. Now, that's kind of short and sweet what I see. I hope that helps you, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, you too. Jan, you have a card that happens to be popping
up?
Sure.
I saw as soon as Nathaniel, when you got on the air and stuff, as soon as you started talking, I could see horses going through the desert. And I know you live in Barstow. I know the desert's around, but that's what I saw, too, was a lot of desert and a bunch of horses and people riding on them. And so I'm going with the horse, and they're moving fast, too, on the horses. and it's very exciting. I also wondered if you, well, I'll talk to you about that later, but anyway, it says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. I don't know if I've given you horse before, but time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And if you're feeling held back by anything external, that's the time to look or call for the horse to help you with any kind of limitations. You're much more powerful than you think you are, and this situation requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family, friends, and community is important right now. So I'm thinking, because I know a little bit about your situation from when I've talked to you before, that's whatever you can do right now with family and friends and community is a positive thing to do, is to be in touch with them and keep those channels going and alive to help you in your move that you're trying to do. You're a natural leader and you evoke confidence in others. So you have a lot, and I know that too by just talking to you. And prompted to expand and deepen your spiritual practice, but you're not sure how to go about it. So what I was wondering is if you by any chance were putting out cards or putting out, you know, resumes, and I think you said you had done that before. I wonder if that's been happening, if that's been good for you, in other words. Have you had good luck with that? Hello?
You with us, Nathaniel? Oops, excuse me. I might have clicked you off. Nathaniel, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I had an interview.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I just had an interview at Walmart. There's only one Walmart here, and I thought they were going to hire me just for day maintenance, and they said... you know, my job, they had to interview two more people, but the other girl stayed there, and I think she was from the same thing. So for some reason, you know, I didn't get the job. I called another line, and they said, well, Archangel Gabriel or Michael says that you should refuse that job because you're too overqualified. But it'll all work out.
Well, sure it will. But, I mean, well, I know you are overqualified because you have a lot of education in music and you've trained people and all kinds of stuff. But I keep seeing, I just see the terrain of Barstow right now. I can see it, kind of the deserty kind of look.
You know, you did mention about the horse and, you know, when I move, that now's the time to unclutter and lighten my load, I think, because when I have to move, I'm going to have to move everything in a day and then a load or a couple loads, and everything else is going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to pick what I'm going to put in my car if I have to just, you know, put a few things in my car, and I have to leave, you know, some things behind, you know, I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I might only take, you know, 10 or 20-some percent of what I own, you know.
Right, yeah. It might be a good idea to lighten up. And if you're feeling that, then you might be moving out of there. You know what I mean? If you're really feeling to do that, you might be moving out of there. And the horses were going fast, too.
I don't have enough money for the rent this month, so I'm like $300 behind, and I have to pay it by tomorrow. So if I don't do that, they're gonna give me like a 3 or 30 day notice to move. And so when it happens, I may have to just move everything out and leave some things. I don't know what to keep, you know, but I'm gonna have to figure. Well, this is small enough to load, and you know, this is important enough to leave, and this isn't, you know, so I have to go through some things. I do have some stones, some crystals and stuff that I'll probably you know, that I'll probably take. I'm sure I will.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I still see the horses now. They're still, as you talk, they're going, and they're moving fast. It's almost like you're just like, you're going to whiz, right? You're going to move quickly. So it might be coming up quickly for you.
I think it's kind of common for horses to bite when they get mad, don't they?
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't have to, Nathaniel.
Okay. But I'll let you get some of the other callers. There's only 15 minutes left.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Nathaniel.
Thank you so
very kind of you. Stay empowered. Like I said, good decisions. So you just start thinking you're going to make good decisions, and you'll find yourself at ease with them. Okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. You're both really special. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take
well,
care and keep in touch, too.
Bye-bye.
Check us out on PsychicsGoneWild.com. We are going to take some of you folks have been on for a while and finally pressed the button. So we're going to take the ones who've been here on here longest. And this is area code 310. 310, are you with us? 310?
Yes. Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Katie.
Katie, how can we help you, my dear?
I recently went through a breakup. My boyfriend broke up with me in early April, and we were going on 2 years. Actually, tomorrow would be our two-year anniversary, and we haven't talked in weeks. I haven't contacted him at all, and just not really sure if I should just move forward and move on, or if he
always
wants to
move
contact
forward.
Me.
Always move
yeah,
forward
well,
because you don't want to move back.
With everything else, yeah. Right.
Well, let me do this, Katie. I'll read some stones for you. We've only got about 12 minutes, so I'm going to pass the next caller off to you, Jan, if that's okay, so we can get a couple more people in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, I'm going to read stones for you, and I'll put a little feeling about love and what's around the corner from you. And all you have to do, my dear, one time very clearly, is just say drop whenever it feels right.
Drop.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can see there's been a lot of changes in love. It's right at the top with Uranus, a lot of unexpected things. But that's actually a good thing for you. It really is. Now, you are going to go through a little bit of healing here and letting go, but that's going to help you grow a lot. It's going to help you get more confident. It's going to help you rearrange things or plan around your home, around places. So the fact that there's change, even though it, you know, you do go through this healing thing, is actually going to set you up in a better position than you think right now, because you're going to get more confidence and more strength and more less fear, more fearlessness. And that's what's going to help you by the fifth and sixth and seventh week have a whole new fresh series of dreams, plans, hope, expectations in your life. So don't be frustrated by what seems like it's so devastating, because I think it was actually a blessing in disguise. I really do.
Yeah.
And you do, too. You do, too. You know that. So don't fret about it too much. Move on. You were saved by the bell, so to speak. So consider it a blessing.
I feel like it was a blessing in disguise, but the only thing
is.
I was confused about. Because in this past month, I feel like I've moved so forward with so many other things in my life.
Yeah, you know, you need to go by get the growth out of this you can, the confidence you can. It would have been more disaster down the road, so you were saved by the bell. You really were. And you're going to realize that more by about the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, when you get this whole new feeling of confidence, ability, not being alone.
Right.
But being entertained, inspired, feeling fresh dreams and plans and hopes coming through. And that's going to help you realize from about the eighth week on how lucky you are that this kind of got pulled out from under you, because it's opening up a whole another system of luck that's a lot better than where you've been. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so you're actually being saved more than you realize, and learn from it the best you can, but don't take it personal.
Right.
Easier said than done, but you know what I'm talking
about,
because the package didn't fit right. It really didn't.
I knew at the time, it did not fit right. I was just not sure if down the road if we would reconnect after we both kind of
Well, it feels like the possibilities there. You do have a lot of karmic ties. You don't want to even think that way now. You just want to feel your own liberation and your own stability coming back. And that opens the door up to him because he's the one who has to change.
Right.
You know, really. So, and you know that. So be patient with yourself in this process and be inspired, dear. It's a blessing in disguise. It took you out of something that would have been more disastrous, you know, to say the least.
Okay. Yeah.
Count your blessings, Katie, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl. To all you folks, both Miss Jan Drake Bakke and I can give you certainly a better, more inclusive reading in 30 minutes than we can in two or three, but we just like to give you a little taste and idea of what we do. We've got several more callers. We're going to try and get to everybody. A lot of people called in just the last 30 minutes or so, 15 minutes. But having said that, we're going to 760. Are you there, 760?
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Dana.
Dana, is that correct?
Jana, like Anna with a J.
Okay. That's,
Jana.
Jana, meet Miss Jana Drake Bakke-Ake.
Hello.
I'm kidding you, girl.
Hi, Jana.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. I see a lot of trees and a pathway. What are you, what, do you have a question?
Well, it's kind of a weird question, but I have really bad anxiety. I've always had really bad anxiety my whole life, and I've always also felt like I've had past lives. And I don't know if that has to do with each other.
I've had anxiety, too. I get anxiety myself. And when a lot of people have told me it has to do with past lives. Now, that's just me personally that I've been told that. So, I mean, it's, of course, it's a possibility that could be, that it could be associated with past lives because we come into this life and sometimes we, you know, like they say from what I'm learning, is that we come in with some of the stuff from our past lives. It's in our DNA. We don't have to, however, carry it on, but we do, is what I hear too. We do, and so we do the best we can, and we have to try and face it and work with it and do the best you can with it. And then, you know, people will say you can do when you go under and do hypnosis and do that other stuff that you can, where you can clear it. But I also feel like you can clear it through doing spiritual practice every day, a daily spiritual practice. And sometimes you might need medication for it too. And also diet and also your habits, all kinds of stuff, you know, because I know what you mean. I used to really do a lot of exercise to help my anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I'm not able to do that now. And so I do a lot of meditation, which really, man, it helps me. And I don't.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Meditate.
Yes. Yep. Meditation. There you go. And so, you know, as far as the past life thing, I think it's very possible because, you know, in there's past life regressionist is what I was trying to say, regressionist, that you could do that if you wanted to, or, you know, but the animal that I'm trying to see what the animal is that's coming through right here. I saw one right away. Do you do anything for this anxiety? Are you, you know, doing stuff for it?
I've been exercising a little bit more. I was taking some antidepressant medication, but I kind of, side effects. I kind of weaned off of that one. But mostly I've just been trying to deal with it, you know, naturally.
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean. And for what I'm seeing is the fox, and I'll just for fun, we'll just go over that just for a second because I know I know I'm taking up a lot of time right now. Mm-hmm. But trust your intuition, and your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than being confrontational. So that sort of goes along with anxiety. You want to just curb your anxiety so you don't want to have any kind of, you know, confrontations, and just meditation can really help that. And it's better for you to remain in the background right now and exert influence from that position at this time. And so it's try to blend in and move lightly. And it's important to take breaks from your social conditioning and express yourself more freely so that you can, you know, let some of that anxiety go. And listen, hear, look, see, sense, and feel, and trust your senses that guide you. Always do that, and speak your truth directly with, and courage and integrity are important for you to display right now, too. That's what the fox is saying. So anyway, yeah, that and you're an observer and a keen watcher of people, and you notice what other people say and do, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have the advantage of all that, which is, it's really nice to be able to do stuff like that. Some people can't do that. But anyway, I think that's really neat what the fox is saying. Just use your intelligence and your ingenuity, and try to keep yourself free as much as you can, and look, see, hear, smell, sense, and trust your senses to guide you.
Okay.
And do keep doing that exercise, because that really, really helps. But I really recommend meditation, like Gary was saying, too. That is just so powerful. It helps anxiety so much. I can't tell you. It's a miracle worker. It goes through all the chakras. It touches all your chakras in your body, your vital organs, and your all the energy systems in your body that we don't see very easily, that's surrounding us. You know what I mean? And it balances them. It balances them. And it's just, it's amazing. I think you'll feel, I think you'll feel really good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you, Jana. God bless. I know I am bipolar. I've experienced it my whole life. There are ways to deal with it, and you're 100% right, Jan. Meditation is a good place to start. We've got about a minute and 50 seconds. 209, are you with us?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name, girl?
Tina.
Tina, I tell you what, got time for about one question. What can I help you with, my dear?
Just love and relationships.
Well, the first thing I'm picking up is clubs. What I'm feeling is be a little lighter about it. Make it friends first. Don't be so serious, because that's what I'm feeling is to you to have more friendly, light approach on it. You know, you women are real intense and real complex. You guys are just simpler, so don't expect us to be as complex. We're not. Or at least we move complexity out of the way. So first thing I feel is be more fun, be more lively, be less serious, be more jovial, laugh at things more, bring your sense of humor up, bring your entertainment value up for yourself, because that's what makes you more precious and desirable even than you are. Does that make sense to you, my dear? Really, lighten up. That's what I feel like. Be fun. Be fun. Don't have too much more time, my dear. We're running a little tight ship tonight. So God bless you, Tina. And all you folks can listen back on the archives, which will probably be ready in about 30 minutes after the show. Jan, see you next week. Same time, same channel. Okay, my dear?
All right. I can't wait.
God bless y'all. Have a good weekend, folks. Check out Psychics Gone Wild. Join us next week and have a good weekend. Stay empowered.